Hello and welcome to this week's episode of the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast. I'm Gary Fox. This is our second week. One was really good. It was a week of firsts, our first podcast, our first YouTube video. And that's probably the first thing to talk about is how did I do the first podcast? I had no idea what I was doing. I literally Googled, how do you do a podcast? Actually, no, I lie. I went on YouTube and I learned most things off YouTube. He's a really good YouTuber and podcaster called Pat Flynn. Smart Passive Income is his website, but he's really good. And he does a lot of instructional videos as to how he breaks stuff down, and it's really, really good. So he went on his, watched like maybe an hour's worth of his videos on how to do a podcast, and then just plugged in the microphone and fired up the laptop and just went for it. That's kind of how I started. I just went for it. First one was an unusual experience. I didn't really know what to expect, really. I just jotted down some bullet points and talked around them. So I'll kind of do the same today. I'll just recap the week really quickly. So this was the first full week of the Entrepreneur Experiment, and it was good, really good. It's nice to start something new. It's nice to be at the start of something. It's exciting. So last Sunday, we did our first podcast and put that live. So I had to figure out, how do you host it? Where do you put it? What do you do? How do you get it on iTunes? How do you get it on iTunes? How do you get it on Spotify? How do you distribute it? So that was kind of good. I spent like Sunday night really doing all that and figuring out how do you submit it. It's actually not that complicated. You just have to have the audio file, and then I use a website called Libsyn. And that is where you host it. You can just pop it up there. You fill out all the details on the podcast, and then that'll help you distribute it out. So you can pop it up on Spotify and iTunes and everything then. And then Monday and Tuesday was back to the day job, really, back to host butlers and dealing with that. I did have two other podcasts recorded this week, so that's three, and this will be my fourth. So momentum is key. I've said that about 1,000 times already, but momentum is everything for me and in business. So my first podcast guest is Tom Courtney. That'll actually be going live tomorrow on Monday. So I'll get that up and I'll promote that. So Tom is a really interesting character. One of those born entrepreneurs, just one of those people you know was destined to be an entrepreneur. The chat with him was really good. I've known Tom for a couple of years now. So it was nice that he was the first guest on, because there's no nonsense with Tom. He's just straight to the point. And the chat with him is really, really good. So I'll pop that up. That focus is on the entrepreneur journey, how he started, how he's going now, where he is, how he's going to progress. So that was really good. And then on Friday, so I talked to David Del Hunty. David Del Hunty describes himself as a maker. So he's an entrepreneur / maker. David's a designer, but he's one of those mythical beasts that is a designer, but with a real business head on him. He knows how to combine the best of both worlds and, you know, make success of his businesses. So he's got about five, he calls them side hustles, or, you know, doesn't really call them businesses, but they are. They're really clever businesses. So that was Friday. We sat down with him. And then today, I'll talk about all the entrepreneur experiment stuff first. So what we're doing is we're doing a podcast. So that is, it comes in two different forms. It comes in a diary style, which I'm talking about now. That's just to share the journey, really. That's not polished, as you can tell from the coughing. It's not over edited. It's just has no jingle. But if someone would like to make me a jingle, that would be very cool. Otherwise, I'm going to pop it up on Upwork or Fiverr this week and try to find someone to make me an intro jingle. So we're doing two different style podcasts. And we also have the YouTube video, which went live on Friday night. That was interesting to edit that. It's quite awkward to look at yourself on video, however bad a podcast is. It's quite awkward to look at yourself on video, certainly for the first time. But I just wanted to get the first one done. It's not perfect. The camera died and a few different things happened, but it's done and it's up there. So if you want to check that out, you can go to YouTube and check out the Entrepreneur Experiment podcast, the Entrepreneur Experiment YouTube channel even. And that covers off what is the Entrepreneur Experiment. So if you listened to last week's podcast, you know, but just to recap for anyone that's just joining today, the Entrepreneur Experiment is a 12-month project that will follow me starting a new business. The thing is, I don't have an idea what that business will be. I have no business plan. I have no name. So over the next couple of months, we're going to explore how do you come up with an idea. So we did that today. I shot the YouTube video for that this morning. That'll be up next Friday. Also, the podcast with David Del Hunty covered that in extensive detail. David, I won't spoil too much about his episode, but David, for the last 2 years, has come up with five ideas per day. He puts them out on Twitter, but he also made a book. which is really cool, actually. And he got to the number one page on Product Hunt with it. So that was really cool. So that was mainly about idea generation. Where do ideas come from? Is it an art? Is it a science? And how do you get into the habit of coming up with ideas? So that was this week. They'll all be going live next Friday. So it's Sunday now. This podcast will be going up Sunday night, Monday morning. And then next Friday, if you go on YouTube, you'll be able to find the talk about how you come up with idea generation. Sorry, I'm slightly distracted. The puppy is currently climbing up the back of the couch and has to be carried away, brought off to puppy jail down the back of the boat. So jump back into my normal week then. We had a bit of a chaotic week with my normal business. I'm going to talk about my current business as well, just because it's a diary style podcast. It would be a little bit bizarre and a little bit fake, I think, to talk about all the cool things that's happening with the Entrepreneur Experiment if I didn't talk about real life as well. I find some Instagrammers and certainly YouTubers only put up the highlights, and while that's cool and all, you do want a little bit of dose of reality. This week we had two major challenges, and this all feeds into the Entrepreneur Experiment anyway. How do you deal with challenges? How do you deal with adversity? So we had two main challenges this week. One was in terms of being owed money. So we had someone who was not paying his bill and we were unable to contact him. So we had to kind of come up with a strategy to really reach out to him and try get in touch. But unfortunately, he was not willing to pay his bill, really. He just ignored everything. So eventually he called me back, and it got quite ugly. He was quite abusive and quite threatening on the phone. So it's just, how do you manage things like that, I think? So I've thought about that a lot. And at the time, right, a lot of the stuff is water off my duck's back, because I don't, you know, it's just business. You know, I don't take it personally, even though it was quite personal, the things he was saying. But it's how do you deal with that in your business? And I talked a little bit about this on Instagram. So a little plug, if you're not following me on Instagram, get over there, because I post up little stories every day. It's Mr. Gary Fox on Instagram, MRGARYFOX on Instagram. The puppy is broken free and he's now staring at me from the couch eating his treat, but we'll just leave him where he is. He's not making any noise. So he just was very abusive. So in my business, and I stole this from the All Blacks, I read a great book, I think it was called Legacy, about the All Blacks. And when people join the All Blacks, they explain to them that they have a no dickheads policy. There's a lot of famous anecdotes about the All Blacks that when they leave a dressing room, it has been cleaned, it's been swept, all the rubbish has been put away. So they treat everyone the same. It doesn't matter whether you're the kit man, it doesn't matter if you're the caretaker, it doesn't matter if you're the best player in the world, everyone's treated the same. And I try to take that approach to business and how I deal with people, especially people that try deal with our business, because when it was myself, it was a little bit different. But when you have people working with you and for you, you have a responsibility to them. No one wants to come to work and not enjoy what they do. And at the very minimum, everyone deserves to be respected when they're working in a job. It's just the bare minimum you'd expect. We have a no dickheads policy in Host Builders as well. If a client or a guest is at the maximum threatening or abusive, they're gone immediately. You know, we do deal with people who are quite difficult or stressed. You know, we're very patient with people as long as they just keep it within the lines. If someone is abusive or threatening or just generally not a nice person to deal with, they're just gone as a client. It's as simple as that. They're phased out of the business. Even if that costs us money in the short term and long run, it's just a policy we have, and I'll always stick with that. You don't want to be looking at your phone ringing going, oh no, this guy again. So that was that. That was quite difficult on Wednesday to deal with, because you just feel a little bit powerless. And that's another little thing to touch on, is when you're a small business, so the total figure was 3,000 and eventually what's owed is 1,200. But that's a lot of money to a small business. That's someone's wage. That's, you know, the rent and everything for the month. So it's a lot of money to a small business. And as a small business, you are a little bit powerless in terms of if someone just says, get lost, I'm not paying you. You know, and this guy actually made that point to me. He goes, you know, you have no comeback here. You can't take me to the legal route, because it will cost you more money to do that than it will on my bill. And he had a fair point. So he kind of emptied the bullets out of my gun in that way. You are reliant on people's goodwill. And to be honest, in all my years of business, this is the first person I've ever had take that tact with me. It's not a bad average, really. I treat everyone pretty fair, and in turn, everyone treats me extremely fair. So 99.99999% of the clients and guests we have are absolute lovely people. So I try not to dwell on that. And that's what I was saying to the guys in the office as well. You know, think about it. see, did we do anything wrong, or did we anything we could learn from? That's how I view all mistakes in our business, and not even mistakes, but just things that go wrong. What happened, and how can we learn from it? And if we've done everything to the best of our ability, and we've done what we were meant to, and things still go wrong, I really don't lose much sleep over it, because that's all you can ever do. What we do is have a little session together whereby we sit down and we look at, right, how can we not have that happen again? Or how can we learn and put a new process in place so that we already know what will happen and we have a process there to deal with it? So that was that. And then the other one was, a client was finishing up with us unexpectedly, and we had to deal with that. Now, how our business works is that we put a huge amount of work in the initial setup period, and then our model is we take a percentage of the income over, hopefully, the next 2 to 3 years as they work with us. But initially, we don't charge the guest or the client anything. And we might have maybe 50 to 60 man hours gone into a project before it'll start to generate revenue. So that's just how the model is. There is models where people charge clients money up front to become clients and things like that. But again, it's a rare occurrence. We have someone who has to leave for one reason or another in the short term. How we handle that is, yes, we've lost a lot of money in the long term, but sometimes these things are unexpected and you can't work around them. So we just treated him with the utmost respect and parted friends, because that's the best way to do it. You know, life is long and you meet these people on the upside and the downside. So while you may feel a little bit slighted, or you may feel a little bit hard done by in the short term, life is long, and not to get focused on one single thing. If your business is so reliant on one person that them leaving, it has such a detrimental effect, then you need to look at your business model really and go back to the drawing board and see, right, how can we deleverage our risk, and how do we not be so reliant on one person? And if they left, that would be the end of the whole thing. So we'll touch a little bit on that. Was my week overall, it was absolutely brilliant. Two slight negatives, I just wanted to address them and move on, because it's not real if you talk about all the highlights. And then Friday, Saturday was really good. Worked a lot on the entrepreneur experiment again. So if you go to my website now, Mr. Gary Fox, so mrgaryfox.com, you can see the videos that we've done. You'll also be able to see the podcast. So it has its own podcast page where you can listen to it on Stitcher and Spotify and iTunes. And all that takes work. And a lot of the stuff I don't know how to do. So it kind of takes double the time, because you have to go off and you have to, again, Google or YouTube and figure out how these things work. But, you know, it's a gradual process of building up your whole project, and I enjoy it. I enjoy that stuff. I enjoy learning how all the things work. So that was yesterday. We built up the podcast page on the website, and then today was again spent working on video content, and again sitting down and shooting this podcast. And today's podcast we'll touch a little bit on is idea generation. I won't go too much in depth, because David Delahunty covers this in extensive detail on next week's podcast. But today on today's YouTube video, I covered off how you can get yourself into the mindset of thinking about ideas. And it's very rare is there like a light bulb moment where you're like, I have it. I have the $1 million idea. You might think you do, but rarely does that happen. It's a process. It's a process like everything else in business. My trick, so I have two methods. My first method is I have an ideas notebook. And every day I'll write down one idea. So for the next 30 days, I'm writing down one business idea. And that might seem like a lot of work, but it's actually not. I'm not writing 30 business plans. They're literally one page, and structure is like this. This will also be in the YouTube next Friday, so if you need more detail, you can log on there and have a look at that. But I'll break it down for you briefly today. So you literally get a little notebook, top of the page, write out today's date. And that's for two reasons. Number one, you want to do it consecutively over the next 30 days. You want to keep track of where you are. Number two, it'd be pretty cool when you're a millionaire in 5 years. You look back and you see that day and that date before you come up with your first idea. After that, you want to come up with the idea, what it is. So how are you actually going to make money? So you want to figure out what the idea is. So literally one sentence, that's all it has to be. And think of it in terms of, if you can't explain it to your mom, your dad, your cousin, your sister, your friend, it's too complicated and too long, so break it down to one or two sentences. Second point is, how will it make money? You literally quickly write out what kind of business model it's going to be. So is it going to be subscription model? Is it going to be a management model? Are you going to charge a percentage fee? Are you going to sell products? Are you going to sell services? You get the idea. And then the third point is pros and cons. Little quick bullet point list, pros and cons. Pro, I already work in this area. Pro, I have contacts in the industry. Pro, it's a lovely business model, it'll suit my lifestyle. Cons, then it would take 12 months to set up, or cons, I don't work in that area. You get the idea. So just a quick, maybe 4 to 5 bullet point list. And the final thing on the page then is, what would be your first step to test it? So if you would go and launch that business idea today, what would be your first, say, 3 to 5 steps? So would it be go to talk to someone in the industry? Would it be build a website? Would it be start a podcast? What would that be? So the next 30 days, you want to do that. And then at the end of 30 days, you'll have that one idea. You'll have that little nugget that you keep coming back to. It'll be that idea you think about it as you're having a coffee, you think about it as you're at the gym, and you keep adding little notes to it. So that'll be your idea. And then there's another method. I got this from the Tim Ferriss 4-Hour Workweek book, which is a brilliant book. It's quite old now. It's over 10 years old, but it was the first business book I ever read that was, it just really changed how I thought about business, in terms of it's not all suits and offices and big business and corporates. He really was the first person to break down that you actually can be a solo entrepreneur. You can work from anywhere. You can have this different business models. So that the idea he had was, you take all your personal bank statements for the last 6 months and you go through what you've spent your money on. And it's as simple as that. You literally solve your own problem. That's the best advice and give anyone trying to come up with an idea for a business, is to solve your own problem or scratch your own itch or whatever analogy you want to use. It's to solve a problem you already have, because you already know a little bit about the industry, hopefully, if you have that problem. So Tim's idea is, you print off your statements, you go through them with a pen, you analyze what you've spent all your money on in the last 6 months. And then you can break it into categories if you want. If you're going to get really hyper-organized, you can go personal, fitness, food, family, entertainment, travel. And then what you do is you just look as to how you could improve each thing. Do you buy protein? Could you buy it? Could you sell it at a better price? Or could you make it in a different way? Or, you know, do you have like 2 or 3 gym memberships? What do you hate about going to the gym? You know, little problems. So look at everything you do, everything you spend money on, and look at how could you gradually or slightly tweak their models to come up with a model of your own. Now, it's not copying. It's just every business is a slight improvement on a business that's gone before it. There's very few brand new business model ideas. They're all tweaks on something. And one thing to avoid when you're doing all this is to avoid falling into the hype trap. So the hype trap is the news agenda at the moment. So what's hot? What's really cool right now? So don't start thinking, oh, I'm going to, what's really cool? Oh, Deliveroo is really good. Deliveroo is really popular. They must be making loads of money. What can I do Deliveroo for? Oh, I'll just become the Deliveroo of pet food. It's a lazy way of coming up with an idea, and it never really works, because while you're looking at a model, you're just trying to apply that model to something else without any basis as to why that might be a problem, or as to why that might actually be a business model. So avoid that. Try come up with stuff you have some knowledge about and you know that there's some slight friction there or slight issue. And that's really it for today. So start the ideas book. That'd be the first thing. So next 30 days, I'm going to write one single business idea on the notebook. I'm going to break it down every day. And at the end of 30 days, we'll recap and hopefully have our idea. During each video and podcast, I'm going to recommend a book. I'm actually going to give that book away. So for this episode, if you leave me a review on iTunes, or if you go and subscribe to my YouTube channel and send me a comment or a message, everyone that does that, so you have to comment to enter, so please do leave a comment, whether it's a review, whether it's on iTunes or whether it's on YouTube, everyone leaves a comment and subscribes will be entered into the draw. This week's book, I've already just talked about it, is The 4-Hour Workweek by Tim Ferriss. Really a gem of a book. So anyone that wants that, they can have a little go at entering. And I'll give away a free copy. I'll give away in a couple of weeks. And that's really it for today's podcast. I hope you've enjoyed it. This is kind of a bonus weekend, as I'm going to put up Tom Courtney's podcast interview with me as well. So that's it for episode 2/3 of the Entrepreneur Experiment. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please do subscribe and leave a comment. I now see why that's so important and why podcasters always say that and YouTubers always say that. So please do subscribe and leave a comment, as it does mean an absolute huge amount. That has been the Entrepreneur Experiment. Talk to you next week.